it was a sort of classic away performance until he doesn't score the penalty. You know, he didn't do much wrong. He didn't create a lot before that, but it just was one of the, that moment was it, wasn't it?
I think we had a difficult start. They had unbelievable spirit. We expect that. In how it's very direct how they play. Long balls, battles, second balls. In the beginning was it difficult, but when we controlled the game, our football, our ball position was okay. We didn't create a lot. I think we play the best 30 minutes, 25 minutes after half time. With chances, with a penalty. Yeah, and we missed the penalty, and they scored by one moment out of a throw-in. And that ended in a chance. And okay, finally, maybe a little bit unlucky because Toby touched that shot. But it's a little bit the same story like last Monday. It's not a problem. And you can make football very difficult. Mm. I don't like it. Mm. But we in the attacking way, we miss a little bit sharpness, I think. That's the question in the last few games. And we miss too much chances. And in defending way, we are doing mistakes and much more than we normally used to do. And that's the difference. And that means, if you talk about attacking players, about defending players, it's the whole team performance and keep working and keep belief in our way of playing, because today we play well but we don't have the result what we deserved, and that's football.
It's a hard one for a manager, isn't it, what you've now got, because if you're not playing well, you can do something about that, but how do you help players in that final third when, you know, they're not finding the sort of electricity they were finding in the first month or two of the season?
No, I think the best way to do that is keep going what we did till now and show them the difference between now and maybe 2 months ago. And I think if you go back from the Aston Villa game till now and you look back to the goals what we received, that's a lot of our mistakes, and if you put all the chances together, what we missed. Yeah, and that's football, it's not so difficult.
Yeah, Jake Hesketh got a first start. I know he didn't last because of the tackle that took him off the pitch, but what was your thinking with starting him?
No, because I think we need a third midfield player. I was happy about the performance, about Victor and Stephen Davis in the control position in the midfield. And okay, we have Tuesday another game. We play a lot, and I think Hesketh is doing well in the under-21s. It's his position, his usual position in the under-21s, and one of the philosophies of the club and mine is give young players a chance.
James Ward-Prowse came back and put in a decent performance. Nice to see him back.
Yeah, of course, he's a good player. Yeah, he's a player always in the offensive part of the team, and maybe he will bring the creation back to the team and what we need, because we have some problems with scoring goals.
Yeah, and people will be looking at Morgan Schneiderlin sat up here in his coat, wondering, hoping for some good news.
Yeah, it's okay. We know it's an important player for us. And I hope that he will be fit for Tuesday, but we have to wait.
Just finally on Graziano, I mean, it was a fairly stupid way to get booked and unnecessary, but I bitterly thought, well, better to miss a cup match than a league match, but I don't know if I should think like that.
I don't know. Maybe a question for Graziano.
Yeah. Are you disappointed the way he got it?
Yeah, a little bit, yes. But on one side, I can understand, because the referee let Boyd, the player, doing slowly all that kind of things, and it was a little bit emotional reaction, and I don't understand to give two players about that two yellow cards. I was used to be in England and the referee will have a short talk to the players and go on, and it's, but we knew that he was one of a suspension, and okay, we can change that.